Hello, já jsem Broňa, nadšený učitel angličtiny z Brna, který pomáhá lidem zamilovat se do angličtiny. No a teď vás nadšeně vítám na začátku již třetího Broňacastu, tedy mýho podcastu, kde se pravidelně spolu s váma dívám na různé oblasti angličtiny a na to, jak se v ní zlepšit. Ten dnešní díl bude úplně jiný než ty předchozí a asi i než ty budoucí. A to proto, že jsem si pozval čtyři rodilí mluvčí a zeptal jsem se jich na zajímavé věci ohledně toho, jak vidí nás Čechy, naši angličtinu, jaký jsou naše typické české chyby, co je třeba překvapilo v České republice nebo na životě tady. Tak pokud vás zajímá, a já věřím, že jo, a jak vlastně nás vidí rodilí mluvčí a naši angličtinu, a tak vás vítám na začátku tohohle podcastu. A protože já jsem s nima natočil videorozhovory, tak to, co bude teďka následovat po tomhle úvodu, kde vás zdravím doma ze skříně, tak bude vlastně audiostopa těch videí toho našeho rozhovoru. Tak si to užijte, pokud se vám podcast bude líbit, tak budu nadšený, když se přihlásíte k jeho k odbírání toho podcastu. Vidíte, že mi to jde skvěle. No a každopádně moc děkuju za vaši podporu a užijte si rozhovory.
So first of all, can you briefly introduce yourself for the viewers?
Yeah, sure. So my name's Kira. I'm originally from Melbourne in Australia. I moved to Prague in the Czech Republic in January this year. Unfortunately, I'll be leaving in a month. I'll be going to live. I know. I'm actually quite sad. But I'll be going to live in Amsterdam in the Netherlands, where my husband is from. So that's kind of the connection. You know, I can't be in Amsterdam. But yeah, I really liked living in Prague. So it'll be sad to go.
Thank you. You may come back.
Thank you.
So my first question is, what do you think about the level of Czech students or Czech people speaking English, especially if you can compare it with maybe other nationalities?
Yeah, you know, the thing I noticed the most is that a lot of people are lacking the confidence, not necessarily the skills. So they often tell me, I don't really know how to speak English, but then they really blow me away every time. So maybe it's just that they really want to surprise everyone and shock you. But
oh, I love that.
Yeah, but no, it's really impressive. It's more just the confidence barrier, I think. Okay.
So be more self-confident.
Exactly.
Can you think about any typical Czech mistake or Czech problem as far as English is concerned?
The one thing I notice the most is the word the. So I really enjoy the nature, or I really enjoy the glass. Whereas as a native English speaker, we would not even use the word the in these situations, unless it's a specific, you know, the tree over there.
Oh.
So I noticed that a lot coming into the conversation, and I think sometimes it's the word filler, you know.
That's a great point. Thank you. Was there something that surprised you about the students from the Czech Republic, maybe like their personality or about living in the Czech Republic?
I think the thing for me is that the students seem to be ranging, at least on Blabu, they really range in experience, in motivation for why they're wanting to learn English or speaking English. So that's a big gap for me, because it's not like a one size fits all. It's I'm talking to a retired woman living in a village that's never spoken to an English person before, or a student in high school. So it's really interesting, the variations I have.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Happy to hear it.
Nice.
Thank you. And the last question, what kind of advice would you give Czech students of English? So they're watching you, so tell them something.
I think it's really good that you get a balance in terms of, you know, the practicing, the speaking, that's really key, number one. But it's also important that you balance it. So listening as well, and, you know, watching movies in English with subtitles, or reading a book in English as much as you can. Obviously, we cannot all jump into a novel immediately, but even children's books are a great way to start. And having that range of activities that you're doing for your English is perfect. It's the best way to improve, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
You heard it. So thank you very much. It was a pleasure talking to you.
You too.
You can say bye-bye if you like.
Bye-bye.
So first of all, thank you for coming. And the first question, logically, can you briefly introduce yourself for the people?
My name is Janice. I work with Blabu, and I live in Prague. I've been here about 3 years, and I've been teaching English more or less for 10 years.
Fantastic. Thank you. What do you think about the level of Czech students in general? Because you've taught in different countries, so are we better or worse? Is there something specific about us?
I think it's pretty good, actually. I think that there's a lot of people here when I encounter them who are nervous to speak English, which is common. But I think that the actual level when you get them speaking is like quite good. And I would say, even in my experience, probably a little bit above average.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So, yeah. Good job. You're good. Thank you. Can you think about any typical Czech mistake?
Yeah. One of the mistakes I see here is a pronunciation mistake with the between the V and the W. So a lot of times the W, W will come off more like a V sound. So like, let's go for a Vok instead of W, which is more, it doesn't have to do with your lips so much as more of like your jaw.
Oh. So can you do it properly?
Walk.
Beautiful. Thank you. So, you see. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Was there something that surprised you about Czech students or the Czech Republic?
Sure. Well, when I came here, I think that I had had some experience living in other places. I'm originally from Canada, and I'd lived in the U.S. and Germany, and in a lot of those countries or in those cultures, it's common for strangers even to comment on something that they see you do in mm-hmm. public. Whereas I feel what one of the things I appreciate here is that people, strangers, kind of leave you alone and let you kind of leave you, let you be, as long as you're not trying to do anything that would like harm or injure yeah, them.
Like, it seems like they're kind of tolerant people.
Very, much more tolerant. And I feel like it's a much more, I feel it's more freeing here.
Beautiful. Thank you. Yeah. And the last question, what kind of advice would you give to Czech students of English? Listen.
Yeah. I would say just kind of relax. We're not judging you. The main goal should be able to communicate your ideas. So worrying too much about grammar, too much about pronunciation, they're important to be able to make sure you're being understood. But really, at the end of the day, the goal is to communicate. So just focus on trying to get your idea and message across.
I couldn't agree more.
Yes.
Thank you very
much. You're welcome.
My name is April. I am originally from the USA, from the East Coast. I am currently living in the Czech Republic. I've been living here for 2 years. I love traveling. I love food and reading and, of course, watching movies and television like most people.
Oh, fantastic. We love food. That's excellent. Okay. My first question, like official question, is maybe can you compare the level of Czech students, the level of English with the people from the rest mm-hmm. of the world? How are we?
Mm-hmm. Well, I have taught in many different countries. Czech Republic's my fifth country, and I actually find the students to be more advanced than other countries, I think, because the Czech students are just more eager to learn and they try harder. And so the level, you can just tell, is a little bit more advanced than everyone else.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Good. So am I when I teach as well. So.
Oh, fantastic. And can you think about any typical Czech mistake, maybe with grammar, pronunciation, some words mm-hmm. we mixed or something, mm-hmm. you know?
What I find the most, the biggest mistakes with the Czech people is the tenses, which makes sense because we have so many different tenses, but in the Czech language, there's only three. And just some simple word formations, changing verbs to adverbs and when to use them. But other than that, there's not that many big Czech-specific mistakes.
Oh, fantastic. And was there something that surprised you about Czech people, maybe our mentality or approach to life, or, you know, now you've been living here, is there something that we're like, oh?
Well, most people are pretty surprised with Czech people at first because they think they're pretty cold. They don't, you know, smile as much as Americans. I actually find that as soon as you start speaking to a Czech person, they are super friendly and very helpful. And you just kind of have to say hi to them before, you know, you get the normal side of them. Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. And my last question is, mm-hmm. this video will be watched by Czech students of English, maybe a few thousand mm-hmm. of them. What kind of mm-hmm. advice would you give them? You know, like tell them something cool so they can use it.
I would say, don't be so judgmental. Many people always tell me, oh, my English is so bad, and it's not. Keep practicing, talk to everyone you can, but honestly, you're a lot better than you think you are. So yeah.
Oh, that's the amazing ending. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Same to you. And thank you for all your videos.
Oh, thank you very much. So, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
My name is Jeff. I live in Sydney, Australia. I have been traveling the world basically since I finished high school. I've been to Asia and Europe. I just finished living in Mexico for 1 year. I also like sports and food, especially Asian food and basketball.
Oh, we have similar hobbies. I love food as well. It's my hobby number one, eating.
Yeah, food is, it's amazing. I also like to cook as well as eating. And I'm currently learning Spanish. So when I go back to Mexico, I will be able to speak more to the local people, which would be nice. Oh, and good. Yeah, as long as just trying to backpack across the world.
Oh, that's a plan. And my next or second question is, when you think about Czech students, how would you compare their level of English with, you know, the other nations? I can see you've got a lot of practice with different, you know, nationalities.
Yeah, I'd say that Czech level is quite high. You can tell that they've been studying in school from a young age usually. Most of my students can speak pretty good English already. They just need to be a bit more confident. Some of the other things you notice with other countries is, like in Asia especially, is like they're using very shortened sentences, not using many connecting words, which is like a big deal. It's very broken. But the Czech English is, they're making full formulated sentences. It's really easy to understand. And their words are really, they're really good at pronouncing most of the words.
Fantastic. Thank you. I'm happy to hear it. Yeah. And following with that, can you think about any typical Czech mistake or problem of Czech students as far as
English? The most common mistakes would be using the wrong prefixes like ing or ed at the end of words. And also
maybe you give me an example like of the mistake.
So they would, instead of putting, like for example putting, they would just use the word put or putted instead of putting, or using the right end of the word. Another thing I noticed is when I ask a question and I ask them again if they understand what I'm asking, they will just say yes, they understand, even though I know that they didn't understand me.
Oh, yeah, that's difficult.
Or I will say a question that is not a yes or no question, but they will answer with a yes or a no. Even though I could just say, like, how is the weather? And they will say yes.
Good. Yeah, I understand. Thank you. And was there something that surprised you about the Czech people, Czech students, or the way we behave or what we say?
I'd say the main thing that surprises me is how polite they are. They are often a lot really shy when with their English. It's always the first thing they say, and they always say sorry about this, which is not necessary because everyone is learning, so it doesn't matter. Another thing I would say is that their vocabulary is very high. So they are using like words sometimes that I wonder, like, oh, how did you know that word? Like, which is surprising me sometimes.
Yeah, maybe they have good teachers here. And
yeah.
My last question is, what kind of advice would you give Czech students? Because, you know, a lot of Czech students will probably watch our conversation. What would you tell them to, you know, get better?
Just to remain calm and be confident. That's probably the easy things to say. And then to listen to podcasts and music, watching Netflix with English. And also, don't just stick to, say, American English. Listen to English, American English, Australian English, even from people from Ireland or Scotland. That way you'll be able to understand all of the accents. And also, body language is a big thing, because body language is quite global. So if you're using this along with what you're trying to get along in your sentences, it'll make it much easier for everyone to understand you. And also you'll be able to read what they are saying in return. And also, like, keep your humor. If you're funny, like, keep trying to make jokes, and eventually, like, it will come to you.
Fantastic. And also, you know, they can call to you, because I heard that you're the special guy that everybody wants to go back against.
Yeah, I have multiple students coming back and calling me again and again, which is nice. I've built up quite a few relationships with some of my students. Like, some even call me every single day.
Wow.
Which is great.
Really popular.
I wish.
Okay, so thank you very much for your time and for talking to me. It was a pleasure.
No problem. Yeah, have a nice day.
The same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tak, To byly naše čtyři báječní rodilí mluvčí, nebo taky lektoři, tutoři z blabu.com. Mě by hrozně zajímalo, jestli na tom, co říkali, vás něco překvapilo, jestli tam bylo něco, co jste nečekali, že jste si říkali, wow, tak to jsem si nikdy nemyslela nebo nemyslela, nebo naopak, jestli to bylo přesně tak, jak jste čekali, tak když mi dáte vědět do komentářů, tak budu nadšenej, jsem moc zvědavej, co si o tom myslíte, nebo o tom, co říkali. No a kdybych to měl sám za sebe shrnout, tak mi přijde, že to vlastně hlavní poselství celého toho videa je, že bychom se neměli bát, že bychom se měli přestat stydět, že jsme vlastně docela šikovní, to je dobrý, že? A že bychom se měli užívat to, že můžeme komunikovat s jinýma lidma a nebát se to zkoušet. A například to můžete vyzkoušet právě s těmhle čtyřma, já na ně hodím dolů odkaz, nebo s jinýma lektorama z Blabu, ale samozřejmě i s kýmkoliv jiným. Hlavní teda je nebát se a mluvit. No a na závěr to hlavní, jako vždycky, don't forget to stay awesome and dream big. Bye bye.